evolution been observed?
It is absurd. Dinosaur turning into chicken, that's impossible.
It's literally not, and we know it's not because we have the fossil record that confirms it and genetics.
Okay, let's try to let's divert into dinosaur into chicken, okay? You believe that the most oldest or the earliest life form is bacteria, right?
No.
What is the earliest life form?
No idea.
No idea.
Yep.
But you're having a banner that saying evolution is true. I mean, how can you defend it if you're not knowledgeable enough in evolution?
Could you solve a murder even if you don't know on what day the murderer was born?
You can.
Okay. Well, apparently we don't need to know every single esoteric thing that we can just pull out of our ass to say that something is true then.
So science does not have any idea what is the earliest form of life?
We have several ideas, but we don't know for certain.
Then can you just give me some of those ideas? What
is the earliest? Bacteria would certainly have been one of the earliest forms, maybe the earliest forms.
Okay, so let me educate you. Science believe that we came from eukaryotic cell. You know eukaryotic cell in biology?
Yeah, we know that for a fact because of the endosymbiosis hypothesis was proven once we learned that mitochondria and chloroplast DNA matches that of prokaryotes.
Right, and you believe that you came from a bacteria?
Not really. I believe that bacteria engaged in multiple endosymbiotic relationships, and that's what forms eukaryotic cells.
Right, and you believe that you came from a eukaryotic cell without brain.
Am made of eukaryotic cells, so that's the only possible explanation. Are you not a eukaryote? You'd be the first human ever to not be a eukaryote.
It's a different thing to say that our bodies are made up of eukaryotic cell than to say that we came from a eukaryotic cell. It's a different way. It's a different thing.
Sure.
Right. And I can accept that our bodies are made up of eukaryotic cell. But what I cannot accept is that we evolved from a eukaryotic cell. Just through the mutation.
Even though that's the only thing the evidence tells us, you can't accept it. Why can you not accept it?
It's not logical to accept that. But eukaryotic cell
that's
is a cell.
That's probably because you just don't know how to think. So why is it, other than it doesn't make sense to you, why is it that you can't believe that life on this planet evolved?
Because we know life came from life, and I know that
you literally don't believe that, though, is the thing.
Sorry?
You literally don't believe that, is the thing.
I don't literally believe in what?
That life came from life.
I do believe that life came from life.
You absolutely do not believe that. Define what life is. Go ahead.
Yeah, life. Life is what makes us alive. Life is what makes living things alive.
Yeah, and the floor is made of floor. Tell me what life is.
Sorry, the floor is made of what?
What you said is the equivalent of saying the floor is made of floor. So when you said life is what life is, that is not an explanation of anything. So what is life?
Okay, life is what gives us this subjective awareness of existence. This is life.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, we can go in on it. I don't subscribe to the idea that life is all about metabolism, but yeah, we can go there if
you want.
So then
what is it?
Just as, like I said, life is what makes us alive. That's why we can differentiate living things.
Yep, and schnozberries taste like schnozberries. You're not saying anything. So you don't have an argument about what life is. So I don't understand why you're trying to tell me where life or how you know, like where life comes from or anything.
I just said that life is what makes us alive.
And bibbidi boop is what makes shibbidi shoop possible.
Yeah, the substance that what makes us alive, what makes living things alive, is life. It's very simple.
It's not really, because you're not saying anything. Life is what makes living things alive. Great. Like somebody,
like
I saw
substance.
That.
You can say the substance,
hold
the
on.
Material.
Hold on. Hold on. Somebody in the chat said something great, a very simple analogy. What is water? If you say water is water or water is wet, that's not an explanation of what water is. Water is H2O. These are different. Hydrogen and oxygen are not water, but the composition of those two things in that particular arrangement, in that particular ratio, is literally what water is. So what is life?
Life is the material again and substance that is within everything that is alive.
Okay, so or what is can, it? What is the thing that is in me that is life?
We can say soul if you want.
What is a
soul? If you want to go there. A soul is a material or a substance that God gave us to make us alive.
What is it made of?
It is made of fine matter.
Okay, what kind of matter? Hadronic matter, baryonic matter, exotic matter.
It's kind of undiscovered matter yet. It's an undiscovered matter.
So it
yet.
Doesn't exist.
It's finer, we can say it's finer than quarks or finer than the current model, standard model of physics. Yeah.
On what grounds do you claim that souls are made of actual matter that has not yet been discovered and is outside of the standard model? On what grounds are you claiming that?
Yeah, based on personal experience and philosophy.
Tell me when you personally experienced a form of matter that nobody else has been able to discover using technology.
During the times when I'm praying, I have expanded awareness.
Go on.
Yeah, I do have expanded. Awareness. I go to this kind of you can say another dimension of perception, and then I see things in a different way.
So in what way does that prove to anybody that there is a thing called a soul made of some type of form of matter that is as of yet undiscovered?
Well, I can agree with you.
There's a homeless encampment right over there. There is probably a guy stuffing mushrooms up his butt that's on something right now that will tell me that he travels to different dimensions when he does certain things too. So I think this is just nothing.
Maybe he travels. So, I mean, what's the connection in my argument? What's the connection to my statement? I don't find a connection. I'm just saying that, yeah.
No, me neither. You have no argument. You have no evidence. You have nothing.
What do you mean that I don't have nothing?
That's a double negative. You have nothing. You have no argument for what life is or anything like that. So you can't claim that you know where life comes from.
I know where life comes
and
from.
The idea
of the Bible. It came from God.
That's what you believe. I wouldn't claim that that's what you know, because there's really no
but
standard of objectivity.
But the Bible is highly reliable, and you know it. You know it through history.
I literally don't know it, because what we know for a fact is your book has been mistranslated and reappropriated innumerable times. And it literally just makes shit up.
Do you want to know how reliable the Bible is?
It's very unreliable. We know for a fact that it's been mistranslated and reappropriated many times. They've just added stuff to it at random times.
You know,
like the woman caught in adultery. That was just thrown into the Bible 1,000 years after Jesus died.
You know that the Gospels are anonymous. You don't know that.
The Gospels are anonymous, yeah.
Absolutely. So isn't it reliable or not?
No, they contradict each other. So
And what
anyways,
about,
yeah,
so I guess,
I don't want to talk about the Bible. That would just be boring because, well, it wouldn't necessarily be boring, but that's not what we're talking about. So when you said life comes from life, what did that mean?
it means that the life that we have, the soul that we have, came from God.
Okay. God is an infinite being of unimaginable abilities and powers, right?
It depends on what Christian theology you're subscribing to.
Well, I'm
I
talking
think,
to you, so you can
okay, if
answer
you're
the question.
if you're talking to me, I'm not gonna use the all power, all knowing, because I know it will it is a trapping ground. So I'm gonna use
Didn't ask you that.
maximally powerful, like Dr. Craig is using, maximally powerful, maximally knowing, or something like that. Not all knowing. All powerful.
That's fine, 'cause I'm not trying to get you into an omni dilemma or anything like that. I'm just asking you, do you have any concept of what those things are? Do you have the ability to understand God?
Right. We understand God with the Holy Spirit, with
That
the
was a
works of Holy Spirit.
question. Do you actually understand how a being of maximal abilities can do anything or does do anything or what the nature of that being is like?
Okay, so if God is just maximally powerful, he can do some things, but
I
not
didn't ask you
everything.
a hypothetical. I asked you, do you actually in your head comprehend this stuff? An example would
I
be like
can.
if we went back 10,000 years ago and tried to talk to
Okay.
humans and try to get them to understand what a cell phone is, they wouldn't be able to understand any of that because they have no idea what electricity is. They have no idea what electromagnetic waves are.
Absolutely.
They have no concept of any of these things. So you can
Yeah.
just give God these labels, but do you actually understand anything about those properties of that God?
I actually understand that because that's the power of the Holy Spirit. What your analogy is not really connected to what I'm saying, because you're talking about mundane
Okay,
things. I'm
so
talking
tell me
about
how God does things then.
through his words.
That's not an explanation. So tell me how, like if I showed a cell phone to caveman and I said, "Oh yeah, it's electricity, that's how it works." And then all those cavemen just looked at each other and went, "Cell phone use electricity." They're not really giving an explanation because
Okay.
they don't even know what that is.
Okay.
So God does things through his word. So either give me a better answer or tell me what his word is.
All right, so let's try to use the dream analogy.
Nope.
Okay?
Tell me what it actually is, because anybody can use
It is like a
flowery
dream.
poetic language that doesn't
The
mean
creation is
anything.
like the creation the,
No,
wait, the
tell me what
creation is
it is, not what it's like. Tell me what it is.
like what is the mechanism? Are you referring to that or what? Because
Tell me what it is. What is it made of? How does it actually work? Literally anything at all. Tell me anything at all.
So when God created the universe, if you want to go there.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry
No,
to
no, no,
say.
no, no.
You're
I'm
just
not an
making
idiot.
stuff up as you go.
No. You don't know the how to say this. You don't know
You
the
don't
word
know
kaboom, where that
anything
it came from.
about the God that you believe in. You don't know anything about it, including how it works or how it does anything. So when you say that life comes from life because the life comes from God, you don't actually, maybe you believe that, but you're just claiming it and it's based on literally nothing. You've gone your whole life just hearing people say things like, God is love, God is skibidi toilet Ohio Riz, or whatever it is people say nowadays. And you're just like, oh yeah. I've heard of those four-letter words. Four-letter words are as big as my vocabulary goes. So that makes sense. God, love. Oh, great. That works for me.
Is it
And
possible?
the
May I
whole
ask
and
you,
the whole time, you can ask
is
me
it
when I'm
possible?
done. And
I'm
the whole
sorry.
time, you've just been saying these things your whole life and never thinking about what any of them mean ever. So when I asked you, when I said you don't believe that life comes from life, you don't believe that because you don't know what life is. And even if you have a claim that life comes from God, you don't know how God does anything. So you have no clue how any of this would possibly work.
Is it possible for God to have his own language, like God language? Is it possible or not? In your own perspective.
Your God can probably do anything, but it's beyond your comprehension.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's right. Beyond your comprehension or ability to explain. You can believe it based on blind faith and circular reasoning, but that's it.
Okay. All right. So can I describe to you the creation of the universe? In because you're asking me, how did God create the universe?
Yeah, how?
So it's like, okay. So imagine God.
No, don't ask me to imagine something that isn't the thing we're talking about. Okay. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, God is a mind.
What is a mind?
Yeah. Mind is mental states, you know, something like that.
What are mental states?
Yeah, mental states are, how to say this? No, not mental states. I'm so sorry for the word. God himself is mental, you know? Do you understand what I mean by mental? God is mental?
Nobody, especially you, has any idea what that means.
Yeah,